Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, East meets West with tonight's guest, who will be performing in Ontario this April. Saskatchewan-based singer-songwriter Jennifer Jade Kerr and Halifax's Chelsea Amber will team up for the Amber and Jade Tour. Both have multiple Covenant Award nominations, and Chelsea was recently honored with a 2015 Juno nomination. Chelsea Amber is on the phone with me tonight to talk about the upcoming tour. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Happy Song from Jennifer Jade Kerr's Permission to be Broken CD.
Brand new morning and climb out of bed. Sun is shining, time to get myself fed. Good cup of coffee, scrambled eggs. Sit down on the floor and stretch out my legs and think it'd be silly to dark in this day to block out the sunshine and pull on the gray. It's time for a happy song. I think I've been sad too long. So what if the pain's not gone? I need to let it go. It's time to let the joy back in. Say goodbye.
Interview with Chelsea Amber. Good evening, Chelsea.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Well, let's start with by giving our listeners a little bit of background about you. I know you've been into Ontario, into the Kitchener-Waterloo area a couple of times, but let's remind them who you are and what you where you got your start. How did your interest in music get started?
You know what? It was so early that I don't actually remember when it started. My mom told me that when we were in church one time when I was little, and I don't remember this, but the preacher was preaching, and I decided that I wanted to sing for everyone, so I got out of the pew and started running up to the front, and then my mom had to go get me. So that was before I can even remember. But I do remember my big debut in my room with my Amy Grant cassette tapes and my stuffed animals as an audience.
Well, when did you actually get moving from the cassette tapes and your animals as your stuffed animals as an audience? When did you actually move into performing and getting to that point where you were singing in front of people?
Well, in elementary school and junior high, it started at school and church in kids' choirs and talent shows. And then in high school, I started singing more. I started leading worship at my church, and that's when I learned how to play with a band and put on a concert.
Well, looking at that, what sort of led you to where you are now as a professional musician and making this your career?
Well, I was singing at a coffee house at a local church one time, and there was a person there from Music Nova Scotia, which is the industry association here, and they encouraged me to apply for some grant money to record an album. And so I did, and the application was successful, and so I was able to get some money together and put out my first album back in 2007.
Well, when you're doing all of this, what kind of led you to sort of making that decision that this is what I want to do with my life? This is where I want to be as an artist.
Mm-hmm. I think I always knew. I think it's one of those things where you just know when you feel most alive. And for me, I feel most alive when I'm singing. So it just was always something I knew that I wanted to do with my life. And, yeah, I think sometimes when God puts things inside of you, you almost, like, can't help but do them because it's kind of it's just the way he made you. So I feel like that's the way it was with music. Like, I just, he placed that inside of me, and I just can't help but do it.
Well, when you're doing this, and you said you started by singing with your Amy Grant tapes and that, who have been your influences? Who has influenced you musically as you've matured as an artist?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say along the way, Brooke Fraser was a big influence. She wrote a few songs for Hillsong, a few worship songs, and then she also has her own pop music, and she uses a lot of, along the way, she's used a lot of her resources as a musician to build into social issues like poverty and things like that. So I find that really inspiring to see someone who writes for the church and then also reaches outside of the church and who has a consciousness for global issues.
Looking at the fact too as well, you do your own songwriting and that. Who other than Brooke, have there been other people who have influenced you as a songwriter?
Mm-hmm. I really like the guys from City Harmonic. I really love their songwriting. In the pop world, there's a guy named Ryan Cheddar who fronts a band called One Republic. He's a really good songwriter. So, yeah, I definitely look up to his songwriting. And in terms of people that I've worked with, I've learned a lot from working with Nia Fields and Paul Coleman and another lady named Cindy Morgan. And they're all songwriters who have worked with me, and I've gotten a chance to glean from some of their knowledge.
I met Cindy Morgan a number of years back when her husband, whose name just escapes me right now, he's a writer from Alberta, we're at a writer's conference that I was at. Looking at that and looking at your style, how do you sort of describe yourself as a musician when you're talking to people and you're trying to explain who you are and what you do?
Mm-hmm. I would say that musically, the style is a mix of pop and soul. And also my relationship with God is very important to me and affects every area of my life. So when I write, every songwriter writes from their own perspective, and my perspective is one that is rooted in my faith.
Now, does that mean that every song you write, and I've heard your album that, and I'm sort of asking this question already, me knowing the answer, but does it mean that every song you write always has a spiritual message to it, whether or not you use the word Jesus, God, or whatever in there?
Yeah, well, I would say that it doesn't always have the name of Jesus. I describe it similar to the book of Esther, where God is never actually mentioned in the book of Esther, but at the same time, God is all over it, and you can see him moving in that situation. And when I look at the Bible, the Bible talks about every facet of our life. And so when I'm talking about a relationship, well, God is the God of relationships, and so I'm coming at it from a Christian perspective of what it means to be in a relationship. Or in terms of value, I talk about self-esteem in my songs, and that comes from in the Bible, it talks about how valuable we are. In Psalm 139, he knit us together in our mother's womb. So whether or not I actually mention Jesus, I'm still very much rooted in my faith in my songs.
Yeah. Well, I need to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation with musician Chelsea Amber. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Excavation, like a brand new civilization, I'll resort for a soul vacation. Oh, oh, that's me. I
I'm a story with an explanation. I'm a city with a new foundation. I'm a plane set for elevation. Oh, oh, that's me. A red rose that you pulled from the garden. I'm a heart that you just can't harden. I'm a death row miracle pardon. Oh, fire in the dead of winter. I'm a needle for your deepest splinter. Oh, oh, that's me. You can't see me cause I'm underwater. You can't see that I'm the king's daughter. A lost treasure in the house of a hoarder. Oh, oh, that's me. I'm the wind that you just can't see. Grow a mighty tree from a tiny seed. I'm a prisoner that's just been freed. Oh, oh, that's me.
Guards Connect, and you've been listening to Diamond in the Rough from Chelsea Amber's Introducing Chelsea Amber CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Chelsea. Before I went to break, we were talking about, you know, your songs and what's there, and you mentioned earlier Brooke, who has her feet both in sort of the pop world as well as the worship world. Is that something that you do as well? You have an opportunity with the style of music you have and the way you approach your songwriting to be able to bridge that that gap between the sort of the church faith worship world and the mainstream music world.
Yeah, I've been really excited about the doors that God has opened up. For example, I've been singing and speaking at local junior high schools recently, actually in a high school. And it's just neat to see how God has opened up opportunities to be able to have influence outside of the church as well. My overall goal with music is to draw people closer to God. And so inside the church, I love leading worship and giving space for people to connect with God. And outside of the church, I love to open up people's eyes that God relates to their everyday life. He relates to their relationships, to their struggles, to their insecurities and their dreams and passions. God is in all of that and wants to connect with people in all of those areas.
Yeah, well, we just played Diamond in the Rough, which is very much a song along that vein, pun not intended, in terms of, you know, the fact that you're looking at yourself as a diamond in the rough and you're, you know, ultimately there will be a diamond there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at songwriting and the mechanics of songwriting for yourself, what type of songwriter are you? Are you someone who has the music and the tune come to you first, or is it the lyrics? Does it depend on the song, how it all pulls together?
It really depends on the song. I guess most often it's a lyric that comes first, but sometimes I'll just sit down with my guitar and I'll think, well, I kind of feel like writing a song, and I'll just kind of start playing around with the guitar, and something will stand out to me, and I'll play with that. But I think most often it probably comes from lyrics first. I'll get a lyric idea of something, or a picture even, just something that I feel is kind of a great metaphor of something that's been on my mind, and so I'll start with that. Often it starts with a metaphor, I'd say.
Now, looking at it, one of the things we're planning to talk about is the whole fact that you're now going to be teaming up with Jennifer Jade Kerr, who, as we speak, is actually moving from BC into Saskatchewan. And you're going to be touring Ontario together. And how did the two of you get together to put this this whole tour in place?
Well, we met through the Gospel Music Association because they put on Gospel Music Week each year. This year it's going to be in Edmonton. And so we met through that, and then we got to know each other better because we also are supporters of Compassion Canada. And so through through our support of Compassion Canada, we've ended up at the same events and things like that, and just gotten a chance to become friends.
Well, how I'm thinking about the logistics here. I mean, you're in Halifax, Jennifer's in the West. How are the logistics of this whole tour working together? What are the challenges that you're facing in putting a tour in Ontario in another province together?
I guess the challenge would be just making sure that we're not stepping on each other's toes. But we seem to be pretty good at that. We have Google Docs has been great. We have a little document, so anytime anything is booked, we put it in there so that the other person doesn't accidentally double book us. So that's, I guess, Google Docs is how we manage. But most of the bookings are done over email and by phone anyway, so it works. No matter where you are, you can send a person an email.
So are each of you individually using your own contacts and booking things and you know, sort of, like you say, through Google Docs, connecting with each other and saying, hey, I booked a concert at this time, this place, this date, or have you been sharing ideas? How's that all been working?
Yeah, well, we're in constant communication just to make sure that we're on the same page, and we'll connect and say, hey, I've booked this, and or we'll give each other suggestions, or we'll think of something and say, hey, what do you think about performing here? And kind of keep in touch back and forth.
Now, I know that you've been through Ontario before, I think part of the time that I heard about you was to do with GMA Canada as well. What's been the response to people in this area to the tours that you've done before?
I think it's been really positive. I enjoy Ontario a lot. Yeah, people are really supportive. I find Ontario is supportive of the arts in general, so it's good to come here as an artist. There's a good music scene in Toronto, and yeah.
Well, looking at this tour, where are some of the places that you're planning on, you've already got planned to be at?
Ooh, off the top of my head. I'm not looking at my Google Doc right now. let me see. I know there's Sarnia, there's Vaughan. We're going to be hanging out with the youth at New Life in Vaughan, Ontario. Where else? We're making our way all the way to Thunder Bay and in the process of lining up a few dates on the way as well up to Thunder Bay. Toronto area, I'm trying to, Kitchener. Yeah, I think those are the ones I remember right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's you sound like you're cutting a wide swath. You know, you're doing the Toronto Central Ontario area. You're going into Northern Ontario, into Thunder Bay. How long are you guys going to be touring together?
It'll be just under 2 weeks.
And are there any spots open right now?
Yes, there are a couple spots, a couple dates that we're just going to confirm hopefully soon, but. Yeah, I'm excited. We certainly have a couple dates open. If somebody wanted to have us, they can contact us to see if our open dates line up with when they would like to have us.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at both of your styles, and Jennifer's style's a little bit different than yours. How is this all meshing together in terms of audiences? Because are you finding you have similar audiences, or are you finding that some people will be coming out to listen to you, others will be coming out because Jennifer is there. How is that all working out in terms of that type of logistic?
Well, style-wise, we're different, but we have a lot in common in that we both have strong, we like to sing loud, and it's a girl with a guitar, so we've got that kind of female guitar singer-songwriter thread. And so I find that it doesn't, it makes sense, especially when we're traveling acoustically. It just works. And our themes are very similar. We're calling it the Amber and Jade Tour. And Amber and Jade are both gemstones, and we're going to be talking a lot on the tour about how valuable we are and how God has given us worth and purpose.
So it's just going to be the two of you? There no backup band or anything like that? It's just the two of you with your guitars?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you doing any songs together?
Yes, we're going to end off each night with a few songs together, a couple of worship tunes, just to kind of bring it back and because God is the whole reason that we do this, right? So we would love to just end off the night focusing completely on Him and doing that together.
Now, are you guys going to have time to rehearse together at all, or is this just, you know, the first couple of concerts are going to be kind of your rehearsal times because you haven't had a chance to, because of distances, you just haven't had a chance to work together yet?
Yeah. Well, we're going to pick the songs in advance so that we're able to practice them on our own, and then we're going to get there before the tour actually starts in order to do the run-through.
Well, we need, just looking at the time here, we need to take a final break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Chelsea Amber. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to It's Not Over Yet from the Introducing Chelsea Amber CD by Chelsea Amber. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Chelsea. You mentioned that as part of the tour, it's the Amber and Jade tour. You're looking at that sort of the theme of gemstones and people's worth before God. What are you hoping people are going to come away from the concert with?
I want people to walk away knowing that they're valuable and that they have something unique to offer the world that God has given them that no one else has. I talk a lot about the amber stone and how each amber gemstone is unique and our fingerprints are unique and God is a creative God and he's made purpose for every single one of us. And I just want people to walk away and just feel inspired and know that they do have something very unique and very valuable to offer.
Now, what about you yourself? What are you hoping to come away from the tour with?
Just having fun, making new friends, enjoying my time hanging out with my good friend Jennifer, and hopefully visit some radio stations on the way and visit with some friends.
Now, looking at this is in April. What are the actual dates of the tour?
Our first date is August, or sorry, April, April 17th.
Yep.
And so it's that first that's our first weekend, and then we also do the last weekend of April. And then we'll be basically on tour right up until April 29th.
Right. And so what's next on your agenda after that?
Well, I've got a lot of touring on the go. So April is Ontario. May, I'll be doing some dates in Newfoundland and Eastern Canada. June, Manitoba. July, BC. August, New England. Busy.
And how can people find out more about you, your music, and more about the Amber and Jade Tour?
They can hop on chelseaamber.com. And more about the tour itself, you can find information on both my website and Jennifer Jade Kerr's website. That's jenniferjadekerr.com.
And that's Kerr, K-E-R-R.
Yep.
Well, Chelsea, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Ars Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Chelsea Amber. If you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check the Arts Connection blog at rdalelesley.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.